It's 5 minutes to two. 17th of January, which is Thursday. And I'm standing on the balcony and it's really, really cold out here. Which I knew it would be, but I just wanted to see how bad it was. And I have a very nice 5 of 5 bars of signal out here, which I'm very happy about. And I wanted to feel how cold it was out here. Shivering my face off. This time I'm recording in Audioboo directly, not using Fire 2 Recorder, because I've gotten levels just the way I want them, and I wanted to see how it would come out. It says 2 degrees, but I don't think it is. I think it's colder than that. I'd be inclined to not agree with that at all. So what am I talking about today? Well, one of the things I want to talk about is how to find a lost teacher. Okay then. Oh. Really? Sorry, I am really confused. I thought there was a bird in the flat. There's something about this heater that's on the floor that squeaks like a bird does when you scare it and it flies away. I shall have to tell the wife about that, because it's very, very strange. Well, anyway, my topic, apart from the scary bird boo, is teachers. Because I had a teacher when I was in school called Mrs. Kopinski, Michelle Kopinski, and she was really, really awesome. Fantastic woman. And this was in my day school, when I was in day school, in John Aird, in Shepherd's Bush, the mighty Bush, which no longer exists. And when I left, went to Worcester, of course, I lost touch with a whole bunch of people, her included. And I'm sad about that, because she was really a very nice lady. And I have tried with Google to track her down ever since. And I would joined the Friends United and have seen nobody on that seemed to recognize me, but that's probably okay. But not the person I wanted to find. So it's all a bit strange, really. So I wondered what you guys thought I could try, or whether you yourself have heard of this wonderful lady called Michelle Kopinski. Because if you had, you'd remember. She was a great musician too. And this was about 1992 that I last remember speaking to her. Something along those lines. But because I can't find her now, I don't know what she's up to, whether she's even still alive. Because, you know, some people have a nasty habit of passing away, and no one knows for years and years and years. And that's quite depressing, isn't it? I'm just walking around different parts of the house, and because this thing is so great, it means the volumes don't get knocked on like the Fostex. So when I set these levels, they're going to stay set at these levels, which is quite class. The Fostex had the loosest, strangest volume control I'd ever seen on a device of its kind, and would, without provocation, simply move and go about its business. And that was rather unfortunate. A bit like this bathroom door. This bathroom door is very unfortunate. I do not like it. It gets very easily stuck. And I just turned on the heater in the bathroom because the towels on the back of the door, in this weather, in the summer they don't at all, but in this weather they do not dry properly and they stay damp. And so it is of vital importance that they do dry properly. It's quite awkward to find a good enough place to dry them though, so we sort of have to spread out the towels a bit and make sure they don't touch each other too much, and it's all a bit annoying, honestly. So, and it also warms the house up too. Guess who's back?
Hello.
Why, hello, my dear. I'm just booing.
A generalised boo or a specific boo?
Well, I was talking about finding my old teacher, my old music teacher, Michelle Karpinski.
Oh, see.
Are you coming in?
Oh, yeah, I just have to unload some bags from under the bed.
You can give me a few and I'll bring them for you.
Oh, there's only two, it's fine.
Cold face, lady.
Freezing, that's why.
Yeah, I should think so. I have a funny noise to show you in the living room as well.
Oh, yeah?
It's really bizarre. I don't want to tell you what it is because it might scare you. Especially once you've heard it. Because I know what you're like. But I have to, have to show you it anyway. Go on, give me one of those, it's okay.
Actually, if you take it, then
these people can. Yeah, that's fine. So where was I? Oh yes, I was talking about the towels, and they don't dry in this weather very well at all. So we put the heater on, and they dry better, kind of. They could be even better, I think, but have to fight with them. All right, let's put these bags in the kitchen on top of our work surface, which is steel and really cool. Right. So there we go.
What's the scary sound?
Oh, this sound. Come in, it's weird. It's just totally, totally bizarre. I was on the balcony and I came in from the balcony.
Yeah.
And I had one foot in the grave, I mean in the door. And I sort of went, and I thought there was a dead bird in the heater, and it scared the absolute crap out of me.
I have actually heard that noise before. It's weird, isn't it?
What is it?
I have no idea.
Like, what on earth? Seriously, it freaked me out. And I know that you're scared of birds, and I was like...
It's not a bird.
No, I know, but...
A bird in there,
if you... It's like if you hear that though in the park, if some loud noise goes off, there's a particular bird that sounds just like that when it flies away.
It
it's
must
amazing.
Be something part of the mechanism, I guess, in there.
It must be.
I'm guessing.
It's so bizarre.
Oh, I don't know.
Anything exciting in the post?
Just a rent statement.
Well, we're all paid up because we pay by
no,
DD.
I know. We're in credit, so we're fine.
New credit.
Yeah.
That's good. So tell me about any rude mums in Kilburn today, then.
No, nobody really.
Normally you get your fair share of them.
I know. No, a few people just asked.
Tell us
about
what you made for dinner last night, because it was amazing. Oh my goodness, it was amazing.
What did I make?
I think for dinner last night.
It was mushroom couscous and prawn and chorizo in a tomato sauce.
It was so good. Yeah. Honestly, this woman could open a restaurant. She is just that amazing.
I don't think so.
You could.
No.
And the way you bake cakes too.
Well, I'm afraid you just got Marks and Spencer's meal for dinner tonight. Nothing massively.
Well, the dryer's finished, so I stopped it.
Oh, no,
but
I literally went to three different shops, clothes shops on the high road to try and find him a pair of gloves. Not one pair of gloves in any size for any kind of child.
Really?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Like, they're all bringing in their spring
It's winter,
stuff.
You can't not have gloves.
Well, I know they want to bring in their spring stuff and get it early, but still.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
So hopefully, my mum was at Red Cross and I've asked her to pick some up.
Crazy.
Because he needs more than one pair.
Very odd.
I know.
Well,
everywhere.
When we turn that heater on, we can just think about frying the bird.
The heater is on.
It's not? No, it's cold when I touched it.
Well, maybe it got to its temperature and it stopped. That's what it did before, do you remember? And I thought it was broken. You said it must have a thermostatic.
It must have a thermostat, because nothing these days doesn't.
Control, because...
Well, right. I lied.
And the light... It was on this morning, and the lights were on.
Mm.
So can you think that it's got to a certain temperature and it's just been off?
Well, because it's not cold in there now. That's why I thought it was off.
No.
It's not a bad temperature or anything.
I'm going to leave it on during the day unless we all get sweltering, because
I think it helps. I like
it.
Well, this is very much disappeared from my teacher finder. Finders teachers. But there we go, that's our tumble dryer being set for its proper purpose, not me putting the Zoom H1 inside of it, which
oh,
I did
you
once.
Did?
When we very first moved in.
Did that not kind of nuke it?
I had wrapped a towel around it. Made a great noise. So yeah, there's that. So yeah, if you happen to know how I can find a teacher or have heard of this woman, she might have reverted to her maiden name, which I never knew. But her husband was called Paul. And yeah, I know. Crazy. I've been talking for 20, I mean not 20, for 10 minutes, 5 seconds. So I'm going to stop. Well, I think thereabouts. Hmm? Shush you. Honestly. It's because you came back. I might have been finished had you not come back. But you distracted me. Right, well, for good measure, because it's funny, let's have the stupid bird again, and then I shall leave you all alone. I'm going to bend down so you can hear this up close and personal, and then I'm going to go away. So thank you for listening, and please enjoy your day. Do it properly. So weird.